The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father Stephen Reynolds of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Today is Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent. Among the readings for the Mass today is the Psalm 46, which is something we can imagine King David reciting as he flees from Jerusalem towards the end of his reign, his son having rebelled against him, having lost the hope of retaining his kingship, having lost the protection of the city of Jerusalem, reduced really to poverty. We can imagine him saying these words, "God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in distress. Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken and mountains plunge into the depths of the sea." Certainly the earth of David's life was shaken, and yet he reiterated in that moment his trust in God, who is for him a refuge and strength. And he is for us too. And in a particular way, this Psalm 46 is well suited to our own circumstances, but really to any human circumstance. We are always in need of recalling God's protective grace, which is always made available to us, and to his energizing strength, which we will always need. And when we think about it, we can ask, well, what is a refuge? Well, first of all, it's a place of protection. It's a place where we are defended from our enemies, where we can find some security in the midst of chaos. But a refuge is also a place of comfort. I mean, imagine going to your grandmother's house as a child. It was always great because our grandmother spoiled us so much, would give us candy and ice cream and chocolate without our parents ever knowing about it. And that's not the only reason we want to go to their house, but that's a big reason, especially when you're a little kid, because it's a place that one found comfort. So the psalm is saying to us that God is our home. He's the place where we find comfort. And not only kind of physical protection, although he can certainly provide that, but more importantly, spiritual protection and the protection of the heart. Because for God to be a refuge, it's not that we have to be within certain precincts of a building, although certainly there we can encounter the Lord sacramentally through his presence in the Holy Eucharist reserved in the tabernacle for our adoration. But the comfort he gives us is really directed towards the heart, so that we can find through the gift of faith, which we all possess through our baptism, and which continues to flourish insofar as we cooperate with it and open ourselves to it, that God's comfort comes in terms of a kind of interior peace and confidence and serenity, that despite whatever may be whirling around us, the presence of God is there to support us and sustain us. And, you know, we might ask then, well, how do I live this out? How do I make God a place of refuge? And I think maybe one thing to ask ourselves is, does our life flow from our faith in God, where that faith is fundamental, where it's the starting point? Or does our life only flow backwards towards him when we encounter an obstacle or a difficulty or a misunderstanding or a physical or material hardship? Because we have to admit, if our life flows from faith in God rather than flowing back to God, only in moments of distress, our faith is going to be more full, more complete, more rich. Maybe that's something for us to think about in this particular moment in the history of our nation. Am I using the upended parts of my life or the uncertainty of the moment to rebuild or to refashion or to strengthen what has already been built in my heart in terms of my faith in God? Maybe this is a time to realign our spiritual strategies so that what we believe in God and in his grace and his mercy will become the fundamental truth of our life, upon which everything else can be built. Because, you know, if God is our refuge and our strength, he's not only the place of protection, but he's also the place where we will, the person whom we will find growth, and flourishing and thriving. So he's our strength as well. Let's draw strength from God then, today, in the days ahead, and ask him to help bring to new life the faith that we already possess, so that it can flower to its fullest potential and sustain us and others as we seek to live in the protection of our Heavenly Father.